Good morning. Today we are going to conclude our topic of Yored Le'umanas Chavero, or commonly referred to as Hasagas Kvul, which means when we have an existing, an incumbent business, or even businesses, is it permitted for another business to open up and compete? And we saw on a high level that indeed competition is viewed as favorable al pi halacha, although we had various debates on this and certain limitations on this. But on a high level, competition for the most part is viewed as a positive thing. So what we're going to do to conclude this topic is simply look at a piece in the Shulchan Aruch Harav discussing Hasagas Gvul, and then we will look at the Aruch HaShulchan's take. So we're actually going to talk about some new concepts in the Shulchan Aruch Harav to conclude the topic. He says as follows, Mutar min adin livnei ha'ir, Leired Echa Betoch Umanas Chavero, it is actually permitted. This we've seen that B can come and compete against A. A is the existing business. B can compete. For example, if A is a store, he's open, B can open up next to him. If A is a tailor, B can open up, he's compete, he's a tailor as well. Why? What's the rationale that we enable B to open up? Shiacho Lomar Mishabat Selcha Yavo, Mishiavo Etzli Yavo. This is capitalism. Whoever wants to go to you can go to you. Whoever wants to come to me can come to me. These are free markets. And indeed, if you were the incumbent, it doesn't mean that you have a monopoly in town and I can open up. And if customers, let the customers decide, and it'll be good for the customers to have a choice. So that is the Shulchan Aruch Harav's first point. Point number two, when they are open, they are allowed to compete openly as well. For example, to offer benefits to people, to their customers who want to come to them, as follows. It is permitted for the second person who opens up, but it doesn't matter. We can say about two existing businesses at this point. He is permitted to give away different foods. At that time, it was parched corns and nuts and whatever it was that they used to give away to the children. So the children would come and buy for them, or the maid servants would come and do the shopping. And they were coming on behalf of the people who were, they were working for. And you're allowed to give those freebies and offers, etc., coupons, that they can come to you. Why? Because that business can say to the other business, I'm giving out, he said, gozim, I'm giving nuts, and you can give away shkedim, and you can give almonds. Nowadays, we would say, I'm giving away chocolates, and you can give away Twizzlers, or whatever other type of junk food is given away nowadays. Obviously, times have changed. They used to give away nuts and fruits, and now we give away much more unhealthy things than back then. But the rationale again is I can do it, you can do it as well. Compete against me, and this is something that I'm doing, that it's not as if you cannot do it. I'm doing an activity to draw customers to me, and you can do the same thing as well. Compete against me. And similarly, another point by the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this is all based on the Mishnah and the Gemara, and in addition, you can drop your prices. Can't be to drop the prices to an artificial low in order to totally put the other person out of business, but you're allowed to compete based on price. You're allowed to offer more for the same price. Why? Because the competitor can do the same, and you can say to them, just like I am doing this, you can compete as well, and accordingly, this is not considered taking away somebody's parnasa, because this is viewed as fair business. But he does have an important point, and he says, but there's still a midas chasidus. There's still the proper thing to do to not compete too brutally. But you have to be careful still that we should not be attacking people unfairly. We shouldn't be too harsh in business, because we have to remember that Chazal equate somebody who takes somebody else's parnasa away to taking away his wife based on the pasuk. That he didn't violate somebody else's wife, or it's either one of those. And Chazal explained to us that that's talking about that you didn't compete unfairly. So this is something that, although competition is viewed as a positive thing for the most part with certain limitations, but nonetheless, we have to bear in mind that if we're taking away somebody's parnasa, even in part, not that we're putting him out of business, but we're taking away his parnasa, that there would still be a midas chasidus to not do that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a similar point, after going through the halachas of Yored Lomanas Chavero, having that second business open, competing with that first business, Klalo Shaldavar, here's the underlying principle, the general rule, called Ish Yisrael Tzarek Lizar libli lahasig gvul re'eyu af bedavar kal. You have to be very careful to not violate the prohibitions of asagas gvul, yor lomos chanveiro, even in a small way. The amasig gvul lo yireh betova, ohu ozoro, and if you do violate the prohibition of asagas gvul, you will not see a benefit, you will not see a bracha, you will not see financial increase because of that, either you or your children. And if you are careful about this, v'hazahir bazeh, and you're very careful to not violate these halachas, zochel atmul lezara, this will be beneficial to you and your children in the future. Have a wonderful day.